This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to New Beginnings. Happy weekend to you. Appointed listening each weekend at this time. And with us is our co-host on New Beginnings, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. You can find him online at rippleconnects.com, just like it sounds, rippleconnects.com. If you'd like to reach him by phone, Joe McKenzie can be reached at 763-438-1621. Joe McKenzie, good morning and welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. How are you today?
Unbelievable. Glad to be with you this morning. And we're still talking. A lot of our conversations of late have been about the pandemic, and wisely so. That is really consuming the idea, the mind space of a lot of people, if not everyone in our communities and around the world. We want to talk about the industry sectors and the new corona economy. And as we were looking at the topic for this weekend, Joe, I'm wondering how have the different industry sectors, how have they been performing in the new corona economy from your perspective?
Some are doing well and some are not doing so well. And certainly I want to bring that forward today so we can have a thoughtful discussion on the industries that have been impacted greatly that may not return to the way they were before, and industries that are going gangbusters in regards to the level of activity. Because, you know, there's a shift in how we're doing things, right? We're meeting virtually, we're buying online. There's certain sectors that are doing well. So for the New Beginnings listeners and their families, we certainly want to start talking about what this new landscape is going to look like. And to lead off today, I'm sure most people know that the leisure and hospitality sector in Minnesota and in the country has been decimated with the closings and the people that were unemployed in that sector. And we have to talk about it because there's a lot of people that were impacted. I know my own children were impacted by that. But I want to make sure that we talk about sectors that are impacted, but others that are doing well. So someone that's hearing us today can start thinking about how they can position themselves to maybe make a change in regards to industry sectors. But to your question, yeah, leisure and hospitality, Freddie, decimated. You know, the state of Minnesota puts out a report, and you know, it's the leisure and hospitality sector that's lost most of the jobs, the restaurants, the ability to go out to a movie, the entertainments, the music, all that is rolled up to impacting people's lives, Freddie. And it's tough to see, but we also may never go back to the way it was at the beginning of, you know, 2019, the way people were going to restaurants and going to movies and going to watch, you know, concerts and so forth.
Yeah, not really giving it a second thought to go to a movie, to go see a big act play or what have you. And now we have to really consider almost everything that we're doing. And we're talking about the industry sectors that have been impacted by the new corona economy and also those that are getting strong. And if you were to think about it for a second, Joe, what industry sectors do you see getting stronger in this new economy?
Well, I see the logistics, the supply chain, the warehousing. People are buying online. They're purchasing services online, purchasing products online. It's not uncommon to see a package that we ordered online delivered to us on a Sunday evening. Well, 2 years ago, most of those carriers didn't have Sunday routes. But because they're so busy with the way us as consumers are buying, they have Sunday routes. Well, I'm not saying everybody should look at one industry just because, you know, they want to deliver packages or what have you, but think of all the people that are involved in supply chain warehousing. That's human resources professionals, that's project managers, that's IT people, that's sales people. There's a wide array of jobs within these industry sectors that are doing well. Think of telecommunications, Freddie. the stunning number of people that are working virtually today compared to January 1st of this year, the telecommunications companies, the way we host meetings, the way we meet with clients are all based upon the technology of telecommunications. Those companies are doing well and probably for the foreseeable future because habits change, right? People, we see the efficiencies of having virtual meetings, and some will be hesitant, some companies will be hesitant to have in-person meetings again. So those are two sectors I see that are doing very well in this new economy.
It's interesting that you talked about the in-person meetings. I know that with people that I do business with just on a regular basis, it's interesting that they'll ask me, well, would you like to do a Zoom call? And I tend to prefer the Zoom call because I can see that individual on the other side. There is a virtual connection, although not a tactical connection, but it seems to be preferable. Even though we do pick up the plain old telephone system, there is something to be said for this adaptation that we have now with the new tech or the existing technology that has been there for some time, matching the video with the audio, and even listening to a program called New Beginnings, on which Joe McKenzie is a co-host. I learned that perhaps a camera on your computer is not such a bad idea, and because of that, I've purchased a camera, and now I can see from my studio the people with whom I'm talking, those who want to be seen, and now they can see me.
Absolutely, and we become more and more comfortable with that type of meeting, but we also see the efficiency of that. Now you can, instead of driving from point A to B for a meeting, we can effectively set up meetings right in a row and see just how efficient we become, and we don't lose that connection to that person, that new client, that team that we're building. That's a glimpse into the future, because companies realize that we can work virtually, we can work as a team virtually because of these technologies. Those are the sectors that are going to continue to do well.
Do you see any others? You mentioned delivery, and we talked about the communications aspect. Are there any others, or should we just settle on those two for right now for the purposes of this discussion?
You know, for the short term here, that's what we're seeing. What next year looks like, that's a tougher one to call, but I do think there is going to be entrepreneurial opportunities for someone that's going to see that need or those pain points. You know, we still need to figure out a way to help our baby boomer population as they age in place. We still have, there's still opportunities there for the technology to catch up with our aging boomers in regards to healthcare. And we're seeing more and more how the healthcare sector is adapting to that and how do we age in place. So many of it's playing out as we speak, but there is entrepreneurial opportunities out there for someone that's looking to fill that need. And you see that, you know, with our listeners today. If someone's in a sector that's been impacted greatly, maybe going into business for yourself and matching the needs of what society is needing right now, along with the technology that we have.
Absolutely. Joe McKenzie is talking to us this weekend about industry sectors that have been impacted or have benefited from the new corona economy. And I'm wondering, Joe, how can an individual that is in an industry sector that has been impacted by the pandemic pivot professionally to a new industry that's doing better?
Well, I'm going to reinforce what we talked about last week, and that's transferable skills. The ability to realize what you have, a skill that transfers, is a powerful thing. And able to harness it, meaning knowing that this is something that you can, this is a superpower of yours that you can bring to a sector that's going just gangbusters with their activity. Employers are looking for someone that can hit the ground running. If you're in HR or project management or IT and you move to a sector that's going to have a record year, they can't wait 18 months for you to get up to speed. They need someone that can step in. And that may be that transferable skill that you have in an existing sector. And so knowing that that's one of the powers that you have, and then self-marketing, because many people, even themselves, don't think that they can transfer those skills to another sector. And that's where that self-marketing piece comes in. So that reinforcement or that space-time repetition angle that, hey, let's continue to talk about our transferable skills with the people that we know. Because the people that we know often tell us what our transferable skills are, Freddie. One of my mentors, when I called him 10 years ago, I asked him about my transferable skills. He told me what they were, and many of those transferable skills that he recited back to me are what I'm using now as I pivoted to lead a nonprofit in Anoka County. I didn't know I had them, but that person saw them. And that I think that is a great way for someone to begin to self-market their transferable skills.
Great. Joe, we're out of time, and you do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do, Freddie Bell. We turn candidates into contenders.
New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Introducing the New Beginnings Podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings Podcast today.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guide, simple checklist, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP Job Board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And, of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
There you are, sitting at home listening to New Beginnings, near the phone or in front of your computer, working remotely or just trying to stave off boredom amid the pandemic. That makes you typical of many, if not most, Americans. It also makes you a sitting duck. Just ask Phil Moore. He's 73 years old, and he said the other day he's now getting about 10 scam calls a week, typically from a spoofed phone number designed to trick his caller ID system. He says it just blows me away that the government hasn't done a thing about it. In fact, government officials are well aware that not only are scam calls on the rise as a result of so many of us being stuck at home, but there's been a steady increase in rackets involving the coronavirus and COVID-19. The Federal Trade Commission told lawmakers on Capitol Hill recently that it's received more than 131,000 complaints to date relating to the pandemic. Among issues raised by consumers, the agency says, are complaints involving unsubstantiated health claims, robocalls, privacy and data security concerns, sham charities, online shopping fraud, phishing scams, work-at-home scams, credit scams, and fake mortgage and student loan relief schemes. The Irvine, California tech company UMail, which tracks robocalls on a monthly basis, and I happen to use it quite a bit, says Americans received 111 million robocalls a day. As for dubious coronavirus health claims, look no further than the dozens of complaints received by California officials regarding chiropractors claiming they can remedy either the coronavirus or COVID-19. Folks, they can't. In fact, the Toronto-based World Federation of Chiropractic, representing chiropractors in 89 countries, declared in March that there is no credible scientific evidence that chiropractic spinal adjustment manipulation confers or boosts immunity. Yet, many dubious business people continue to prey on people's fears of the pandemic, promising safe harbor when what they're really offering is to sink your financial boat. Andre Smith, who is the director of the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection, in Capitol Hill testimony cited the example of Mark Ching, a Southern California entrepreneur with a controversial history as an animal rights activist. Ching agreed to a preliminary order from the FTC, which barred him from claiming that any product sold by his Sherman Oaks supplements company, Whole Leaf Organics, treats, prevents, or reduces risk of COVID-19 or treats cancer, cures, mitigates, or treats any disease at all. The company's complaint against Ching included a screenshot from the Whole Leaf Organics website touting one of his supplements as, quote, the perfect way to strengthen your immunity against pathogens like COVID-19, the coronavirus. These sorts of pitches have also caught the attention of the Food and Drug Administration. They say that their experience with previous outbreaks such as swine flu and avian influenza has shown that fraudulent cures, or elixirs if you will emerge during any public health crisis sold by unscrupulous actors capitalizing on the fears of vulnerable consumers. That according to Catherine Hermson, she's a senior FDA official. That's what she told lawmakers. In the past month, she goes on to say, we have seen an unprecedented proliferation of fraudulent products related to the COVID-19 pandemic, and more than ever before, the internet is being used as the primary vehicle for marketing these unproven products. The credit reporting bureau TransUnion says in a recent report that online scams such as phishing and bogus charities are on the increase because of the pandemic, and that 9% of U.S. consumers have been victimized by fraud since the outbreak of the coronavirus. I hope that's not one of our listeners. Fraudsters, they say, are always looking to capitalize on major events to carry out their schemes, and it's become apparent that through research that COVID-19 is an exceptionally major event for fraud. That according to Shai Cohen, who is TransUnion's Senior Vice President of Global Fraud and Identity Solutions. The FTC and consumer advocates say it's especially important at a time like this to hang up on robocalls, ignore COVID-19 cure claims, avoid schemes that involve sending money to someone you don't know, withhold personal information from strangers, and ignore anyone claiming on the phone to be a government official. State and federal authorities are trying their best, but if the pandemic has taught us anything, is that we have to protect ourselves, and I certainly hope that you are doing that as well. I'm Freddie Bell. You're listening to New Beginnings, reminding you that this is appointed listening each weekend right here, and I hope you tell a friend that we're trying to help you through finances. We're trying to help you through career. We're also trying to help you with senior living and give you a spiritual boost to help you in your everyday life. New Beginnings, we've been around for 5 years now, and we're helping people just like you to navigate through life's ups and life's downs, and we hope that you find it beneficial. You can always reach me at 888-639-9738. And our question for you this week, have you fallen victim to a COVID scam or coronavirus scam? 888-639-9738. We'd love to talk with you and to get your perspective on what you've done to turn that around. Again, the number is 888-639-9738. If you prefer, you can email me. It's simply Freddie, F-R-E-D-D-I-E, Freddie@FreddieBell.com. Freddie@FreddieBell.com. Fraudsters are always looking to capitalize on major events to carry out their schemes, and COVID-19 is an exceptionally major event for fraud. Protect yourself at all costs. Don't give up that personal information, no matter what you do. This is New Beginnings, and our program continues right now. I also thought it wise to continue our money discussion. We were just talking about scams, to talk a little bit about your access to credit and it being a good thing. People who care about their credit scores tend to obsess about some things they probably shouldn't, such as the possibility they may have too much credit. I hope that's not you. Let's bust that myth right up front. The leading credit scoring formulas, FICO and VantageScore, don't punish people for having too many accounts. And right now, credit could be a lifeline for many people. In June, the median duration of unemployment was nearly 14 weeks, that according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. After the Great Recession, the median length of unemployment peaked at 25 weeks. Most households don't have enough money, they don't have enough emergency savings to get through extended unemployment. Access to credit ultimately could be what staves off eviction, keeps the lights on, and puts food on the table. Obviously, you can have too much credit if it would tempt you to spend recklessly, and the more accounts you have, the easier it might be to forget a payment, which could be devastating to your credit scores or fail to detect signs of fraud. But that doesn't mean you should worry about applying for the credit you need in the misguided notion that having too much credit is bad for your scores. Although you can't have too much credit, you can have too much debt. And having big balances relative to your credit score limits or a bunch of cards with balances can definitely hurt your scores, credit scoring experts say. And even small balances and balances you pay in full can be problematic. Credit scoring formulas consider how many of your accounts have balances and how much of your credit limits you're using, among other factors. The scoring system uses the balances reported by your creditors, which are generally the amounts from your last statement. You could pay those balances off promptly, but they still show up on your credit reports and affects your scores. Credit specialist John Alzheimer recommends using one or two credit cards and not charging more than 10% of their limits. Now, that may require making more than one payment each month to keep the balances low or asking issuers for higher credit limits. If you do use more than a couple of cards, paying the balances off before the statement closing date will typically result in a zero balance being reported to the credit bureaus, and that could be good for your scores. Access to credit could be a good thing. Make sure you protect yours, and this is New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Introducing the New Beginnings Podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning to you. So glad you're with us this morning on this fine 15th day of August 2020. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me now is the founder of West Metro Hypnosis, Kelly Von Heidekamp, and she's with us every week, a longstanding partner. Online, westmetrohypnosis.com or 952-222-3975. Good morning, Kelly. Good morning to you.
It is a beautiful morning, and I'm so glad to be here with you and our listeners, Freddie.
You know, it's interesting. It seems as if summer just got started, and in another 10 days or so, we'll be changing into the fall time frame. And big changes, and change is something that seems that it never stops.
It never stops, and 2020, I think everyone will agree, has just created such big changes. And like you said, you know, we'll be entering soon into a new season. There's also big changes coming up for people who are navigating changes in schooling with their kids, college, perhaps even older parents who are moving into different care facilities or moving out of care facilities. And I really want to honor what change means to our person, to our being. And when we understand that our nervous system is there to scan the outer world for information that could be dangerous or potentially threatening to us, it really likes things that are familiar. Our nervous system, the cells of our body really like the things that stay the same. And we know, you have to laugh, right? Because you know this is true.
That's right.
But we also know that change can be very beneficial because without it, we will never go to the next level. We have to be able to embrace change to grow and to be and to discover who we can be. So we humans are always in this balancing act of, you know, accepting change, stepping into change, and yet also sort of conditioning our nervous system and talking ourselves through change being okay. Because if we left it simply up to our nervous system, it would say, nope, too much, don't like it, this is uncomfortable, go back to way the thing to the way things were before. Mm-hmm. And we are uniquely created to be able to self-talk our way into being able to manage this a lot better. And so if you or perhaps a close family member is experiencing a big change coming up, you can approach it knowing that your nervous system is responding to unknowns and that it's a completely normal process. And in that response, if it's causing nervousness, anxiety, whatever it is, really all it requires from you is to stop for a moment, become quiet, become still, take a breath, and remind yourself, I'm okay. This is not threatening. This is not dangerous. It's just unfamiliar. That's all it is. It's just unfamiliar. And I'm going to be okay because I've always been okay. And I'll be able to respond and walk yourself into the familiar and allow yourself a little bit of time to just have those kinds of discussion with your nervous system and give it a little bit of gentle reinforcement that everything is going to be okay.
Sounds as if we're combining a little from the discussion we had last week with self-care to make sure that we manage change in a big way.
Absolutely. Isn't that the key to everything?
It really is. That's Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. 952-222-3975, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Good morning again, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell, and with us right now is an individual who knows a lot about two-wheelers, and I'm talking about bicycles. With us right now is the executive director of Minnesota Bicycle Alliance, and they've got a wonderful relationship going on with AARP Minnesota for their first ever month-long Bike MN Classic. Dorian Grilley, good morning, and this is a big undertaking, isn't it?
Yes, and thanks for having me. The Bike MN Classic is an event that we worked with our major sponsors, AARP and 3M, to come up with when we weren't able to do the St. Paul Classic Bike Tour this year. So we're very thankful to AARP for helping us out.
Wow. Now, who is this event open to?
The Bike MN Classic is an event for anyone and everyone in Minnesota, all across the state.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Is there a cost to participate?
What's really fun is that we decided to make it free this year, so it was accessible to anyone and everyone.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody, we're talking with Dorian Grilley. He is executive director of Minnesota Bicycle Alliance. They're in sponsorship with AARP Minnesota for a month-long Bike MN Classic. So tell us what this, how it will unfold. What are the details of the classic itself?
Well, it's an event that's available for anyone and everyone in Minnesota, and it's free. And what's really fun is AARP made it possible for us to have 4 weekly drawings for a $1,000 gift certificate to the bike shop of your choice, along with another $250 gift certificate. And Eric's Bike Shop threw in a grand prize of a $2,000 gift certificate.
Wow. So that makes it really a lot of fun. Are there, I understand there's some photo challenges. What's that about?
Well, we wanted to make the entry fairly easy, but still make it kind of fun and show us that you're out there having fun on your bicycle. So to register for the event, you have to upload 2 photos of yourself and or your bicycle in Minnesota doing fun things. And the first week is simply doing something safe, and we call it the ABC Quick Check, which is air brakes, chain and cassette, and the quick release. Before you leave, check those 4 things, 4 or 5 things. And then the second photo, we wanted you to upload the first week of the challenge, which starts August 17th, is you buy some water. And we really kept these vague. So that could be you by Lake Calhoun or Lake Harriet or Lake Como or Phelan, or you riding through the sprinkler. So we wanted to make it really easy. And of course, if you win the prize, you need to give us your contact information. So that's it. Upload 2 photos and your contact information, and you can enter each week starting August 17th through September 13th. So there's 4 weeks of challenges that we have, but we wanted to keep it simple.
That's really exciting. So are there designated routes, or do you get to choose your own route?
You can choose your own route, and you know, really, you could ride around the block and take a picture, or you could ride to the end of your driveway and back and take a picture. But we would prefer that you pick something fun and make it an adventure. Do it with your family or friends. And on the landing page that we have at bikemn.org, there are sample optional routes that you can choose. And of course, one of them is the St. Paul Classic Bike Tour. We're heartbroken that we weren't able to do it this year, but this is our way of keeping the tradition alive. The event is free, but you can also purchase a t-shirt for the Bike MN Classic, or since we were all set to do the St. Paul Classic, we have the artwork, and we're going to do St. Paul Classic 2020 t-shirts for those of you who choose to ride the route just for fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And there are some really exciting bike clubs that are involved in this already.
Yeah, bike clubs all over Minnesota are going to join the fun. And one of my favorites, and I've been a member for at least a couple decades, is the Major Taylor Bicycling Club of Minnesota. That's the African-American club that does rides in Minneapolis and St. Paul each week for both men and women. And I'm sure they will be doing the Bike MN Challenge and entering to win those prizes.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Dorian Grilley, the executive director of Minnesota Bicycle Alliance, talking about their month-long Bike MN Classic. And that website and registration information one more time, Dorian?
It's simply bikemn.org, and you can click our events page, or there's a button right at the end, or right on the homepage in the on the right side that says Bike MN Classic. And you can get the information there, the links to optional routes, and, of course, registration.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Dorian, I can't thank you enough for being with us on New Beginnings, and I'm sure there are going to be a lot of riders who will be vying for all the wonderful prizes. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Freddie.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
As New Beginnings continues, it's now time to turn our attention to the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, where we find the center coordinator, Miss Kitty Harris. She is a center coordinator for the last 8 years there. The address is 1015 4th Avenue North. The telephone number is 612-344-2221. Good morning, Kitty, and welcome back.
Good morning, Freddie. It's always a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us here on New Beginnings.
I also understand there is some sad news to report concerning one of your collaborative partners.
Our longtime partner, the YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities, has officially moved out of our space as of the end of this month. And we were very sad to see that partnership leave the space. But what the YMCA's absence does for us at Cora McCorvey is it leaves a hole, and we are currently looking to fill that hole. MPHA, as well as all of our current partners, have a commitment to make sure that the center has a health and wellness component, and we know that physical fitness is very key. And so we are looking for an interested partner to come on board with us and provide that much needed physical component there. We currently don't have a specific health facility in mind, but we would love for an organization who does not have a presence in North Minneapolis to come on board with us and join our commitment into making sure that seniors have a place where they can continue to go and have movement and activities and engagement and continue our mission to provide wraparound services for our senior population.
And as I understand it, the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center continues to be a beehive of activity.
Coming up at the end of August, we will be hosting another blood drive in partnership with the American Red Cross. Our blood drive that we held a couple of months ago was very successful. We had over 35 people from the community come out. And we know with everything that's going on in our world right now with COVID-19, as well as just having a need for blood to be available, hosting a blood drive is very vital. So we encourage people to visit our link, www.redcrossblooddrive.org, and enter our sponsor code, MPHA, as our sponsorship code. They can enter in there and they can set up a time to come over and donate blood. And as a way of saying thank you, that blood drive is going to be on Wednesday, August the 26th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And as a way of saying thank you, all presenting donors will receive a Amazon gift card from the Red Cross. And so again, we are encouraging people to visit www.redcrossblood.org and enter MPHA sponsor code and sign up for our August 26th blood drive.
I also hear that you have a new responsibility with the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center.
Yes, I do have a newly received promotion. I have been promoted to the property manager of Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. And what that simply means is that I will keep doing the wonderful job that I was doing organizing programs and events for the community, but I will also be working closely with our on-site partners to ensure, from a facilities standpoint, that the center has everything that those partners need to continue to provide those ongoing services. And so at this time, we are happy to report that all of our other partners are continuing to provide their vital services to the community. So we do still have North Point Health and Wellness providing daily health and wellness services to our older adults, Oldham Health and Wellness, is still up and running and doing their occupational therapy, speech therapy, and pool therapy, as well as our new partner, the Lau Assistance Center, has moved in on our second floor, and they are there providing services for the Lau community and all of their needs. So lots of things going on at Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, and we encourage people to visit us on Facebook under Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center or on our website at www.heritageparkcampus.org.
All right, Kitty, I can't thank you enough for being with us this morning. If you'd like more information, you can always reach them at 612-344-2221. Again, the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, located at 1015 4th Avenue North, and this is New Beginnings. As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
We are going to become disciplined disciples of truth. Not my truth. Not your truth, but the truth. What do I mean by that? The truth is lasting, essential principle. We don't get to make it up, to make it suit our personal agenda or our short-term wants. We discover truth. We reveal truth. We discern it from the essential principles of existence, our own existence, our community existence, our world existence. Let's look at the formula used in the opening of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident. That means this is our starting point, our foundation, our premise. It is self-evident. It is the given. It is essence. It is lasting. It is truth. We place our faith in it. Consider the statement of being we recite every Sunday when we begin this service. There is but one presence and one power in my life, in this church, in the universe, God, the omnipotent good, the everlasting good. This is our given. This is our premise. This is the foundation from which we act. That is what is meant by a self-evident truth. It's the starting point. Everything we do here, speak here, pray here, teach here, starts with this statement of being. In our Unity family, it is our Declaration of Independence. That there is one power. Sure, you, like me, like all of us, have days where we struggle, things that challenge us, hurt feelings, disturbed peace of mind. But we return, just as this country has returned to its Declaration of Independence for more than two centuries, we return to our starting point in unity. That the absolute power that is everlasting for each and every one and all creation is an all-powerful God, good. That aspect of life power that builds up, that heals, that prospers, that develops, that unfolds this world and everything in it. It is our declaration, our starting point. Now, do we always fulfill this? As a nation, have we fulfilled the self-evident truths of our original declaration? Probably not. Well, looking at current results in our society, certainly not. Obviously not. But it is still our dream, our intention, our goal. We don't give up on it. We don't cast it aside to try the latest new thing or gimmick. We go back and we refine it, like the gold that it is, making it more pure, more valuable and central to our life as a nation. And we try, and we try, and we try to broaden its reach so that self-evident truth, that truth with a capital T, becomes more and more expressed for all of God's people. Not a chosen group. All people. According to Don Miguel Ruiz, author of The Four Agreements, we have not always been impeccable with our word. That is his first agreement. Be impeccable with your word. Some of us might define impeccable as being precise, accurate, articulate, but it means more than that. Impeccable comes from the Latin word impeccabilis. There, I got it. Impeccabilis, meaning faultless, perfect, sinless. Now, we've learned before that sin in biblical Aramaic language, sin means to miss the mark, as in archery. So to be impeccable with your word is to be on target, in perfect alignment with that self-evident truth. You've heard the common expression, to speak truth to power. We think of that phrase in relating to action out in our society. But think about it. To speak truth to power. You do that as you are impeccable with your word. That is, you only speak words that are in alignment with the power of your essential existence. Your existence, your life, it is what God created. That is, what God impeccably spoke into existence. Now, our Judeo-Christian culture grew from that declaration of creation. In the beginning, God created out of pure potential the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and a void of emptiness, and darkness was upon the face of deep possibility. The Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. So God brought forth from nothing everything by the power of the creative word, God's word. And as God's creation and children, we have that power of creativity as well, if we use it impeccably, flawlessly, creatively, sinlessly. In the very beginning of our unity culture, Myrtle Fillmore, the mother of unity, discovered the power of the word within her. In her awakening, she realized the creative power of the word to direct energy by intelligence. We can say she learned to be impeccable with her word. She said, "I went to all the life centers in my body and spoke words of truth to them."
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.